What is 100 Women?
What we do is we support and advocate for nonprofits that take care of women and their children in Central Kentucky.
This is a strictly local organization, or is it affiliated with a larger national group?
No, it is strictly local. It's a fast-growing movement in the United States for giving circles, and women are joining them all over the country. But ours, and most of them are independent.
So how did this come about in Lexington?
Well, it's got some history to it. Back in the early 2000s, United Way volunteers decided not to fund the YWCA due to a lack of transparency and some other accounting problems and challenges. So what that did is the YWCA had the only domestic violence shelter in Central Kentucky. And the United Way, that meant losing $200,000 in funding, but it also tipped off the Kentucky Domestic Violence Association in Frankfort, who withheld $500,000. So in a matter of a week, $700,000 went away, and our community, or our region, lost the domestic violence shelter. There was a young woman that came to the United Way and said, I have an idea. Let's do this outreach to women and rally them and get this grassroots campaign to make sure that we get the money to open a new one. And so she came to us, United Way, stepped in and said, we will be the 501c3 for this. And we were able to raise about $200,000, got the shelter going. And I know this is a long story going, but what then happened is that after all that was taken care of, we tried to keep it going in a collaboration with the Bluegrass Community Foundation, and it was called Bluegrass Women United. And it kind of fell by the wayside. It really wasn't, it was too institutional.
So that meant the end of the organization.
So about 3 years ago, a lot of women get asked to be leadership givers at a $1,000 level with a lot of nonprofits. And they're all great nonprofits, but you just can't do them all at all. I mean, can't do them all. So another friend and I were sitting at one of those meetings, and we thought, well, why don't we kind of make an umbrella approach to this, and women then could designate who they wanted to give to. So that's really 3 years ago. That's when it kind of recreated itself and became a different model.
The loss of the domestic violence shelter.
That's
an
great
organization. Must have created a very significant void in the community and in an area of desperate need, literally.
Yes. I mean, there's 17 counties that fed into that domestic violence shelter. And when it had to close its doors, there wasn't any place for these women to go. Temporarily, the Salvation Army was set up so that women could go to that location. But that was just a Band-Aid approach. And we were able to locate the facility out on Briar Hill Road that was a turnkey and it was empty. And we were able to find Darlene Thomas, who's the executive director. And it's just a wonderful program today.
And when did that get started?
That was back in 2004. And the Bluegrass 17, or Greenhouse 17, which is the domestic violence shelter's name now, is one of our funded agencies, but one of 12.